अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
The Wolf and the Seven Little Goats, written by Laurie Claire Fosher. Once upon a time, a mother goat had seven little kids, and she loved them all equally. One day, she decided to go into the forest to fetch some food. So she called her kids and said, "Dear children, I have to go into the forest. Please stay alert from the wolf. If he comes in, he will eat you. Sometimes he disguises himself, but you will know him through his rough voice and black feet. Okay?" The kids promised to follow her instructions. Then with an easy mind, Mother Goat went on her way. After a while, someone knocked at the door and said,
"Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought something back for each one of you."
But the little kids knew that it was the wolf by his rough voice.
"We will not open the door as you're not our mother. She has a soft, pleasant voice, but your voice is rough. You are the wolf."
Then the wolf went to a shopkeeper, bought a great lump of chalk and ate it, as the chalk made his voice soft. Then he came back to the goat's house, knocked the door and cried,
"Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought something back for each of you."
But the wolf had spread his black paws against the window and the children saw them. They cried,
"We will not open the door. Our mother does not have black feet like yours. You are the wolf."
Then the wolf ran to a baker and said, "I have injured my feet. Rub some dough over them for me." And when the baker rubbed wolf's feet, he ran to the miller and said, "Strew some white meal over my feet for me."
The miller was afraid of the wolf, so he did as asked and made the paws white.
Now the wretched wolf went for the third time to the house door, knocked and said,
"Open the door for me, children. Your dear little mother has come home and has brought something for everyone from the forest."
The little kids cried,
"First show us your paws if you are truly our mother."
Then he put his paws in through the window. When the kids saw that they were white, they believed all that he said and opened the door. But who should come in but the wolf? They were terrified and wanted to hide themselves. One went under the table, second into the bed, third into the stove, fourth into the kitchen, fifth into the cupboard, sixth under the washing bowl, and the seventh into the clock case. But the wolf found them all and without delay swallowed one after the other down his throat. The youngest one, who was in the clock case, was spared as the wolf could not find him. When the wolf had satisfied his appetite, he went outside and lay down under a tree. He soon went off to sleep. After a while, the mother goat came back and was terrified to see the house door wide open. Everything inside the house was scattered. She searched for the kids, but they were nowhere to be found. She called them one after another by name, but no one answered. At last, when she called the youngest one, a soft voice cried,
"Mother, I am in the clock case."
She took the kid out and he told her the entire story. Mother Goat wept over her poor children. Then she went out to look for the wolf and came to the grassland. She saw that the wolf was under the tree, snoring so loud that the branches shook. She looked at him carefully and saw something moving in his stomach. "Ah," she said, "is it possible that my poor children, whom he swallowed down for his supper, can still be alive?" She sent the youngest kid back home to get a pair of scissors, needle, and some thread. She had hardly made one cut that one of her kids thrust its head out of Wolf's stomach. And as she cut farther, all six came out one after the other. They were all still alive, as Wolf in his greed had just swallowed them whole. Kids hugged their dear mother and jumped in excitement. Their mother said, "Now go and bring me some big stones. We will fill this wicked beast's stomach with them while he's sleeping." The seven kids dragged the stones, which were then put inside Wolf's stomach one by one, and Mother Goat sewed it back again quickly while the wolf was still fast asleep. When the wolf woke up, he got on his legs and felt very thirsty. He wanted to go to a stream to drink some water. But when he began to walk, the stones in his stomach knocked against each other. He cried, "What is this I feel inside me, knocking hard against my bones? I thought I ate six goat kids, but now they feel like stones." And when he got to the stream and stooped over the water to drink, he lost his balance and the heavy stones made him sink down. Nobody was there to help him. When the seven kids saw that, they came running to the spot and cried aloud, "The wolf is gone! The wolf is gone!" And they danced with joy with their mother.